Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Wrapping up back to school week on Honda of Westport Couples Court. Annie, what's going on this morning?
So I have a 10-year-old, and as a lot of 10-year-olds, he's really picky eater. Won't eat anything. Like, anything that he does want to eat, of course, is not healthy. And I'm sick of just packing lunches every day, and most of it comes back uneaten. So I started packing, you know, a lunch with some of the things he likes. Potato chips, you know, chocolate granola bars. Fruit snack.
Terrible person that you are, right? Terrible person.
My husband, his dad, says that it's embarrassing that our son won't, you know, eat what's packed in his lunch, that he should just keep starving, and he's old enough to start to figure it out and either eat it or go hungry. So I don't know what to do.
You know what you do is you get a feed bag like they use for horses or zebras or something like that. You just strap that on his face, all right? And then sooner or later, he's bound to eat. Even if he trips and falls, he's bound to get a mouthful of something, Anna.
Right.
I guess that is one way.
I have to say, making lunches is my least favorite thing, especially because there's such a limited selection of things they'll eat. I understand where you're coming from. You don't want them to starve at school.
Right.
Hold on. Let's call your husband.
Hello?
Hey, Jim?
Yes?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven at Star 99.9. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you?
We're good, man. Want to let you know that we're calling you this morning for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Got a phone call from Annie who told us that your son won't eat. And you're fine with that. Instead of giving him potato chips or chocolate donuts or anything like that or a fruit roll-up, you just want your kid to starve. What's going on here?
Look, I mean, he's getting older. You know, I just think it's time that he learned that it's not always going to be exactly the way that he wants it. Mm. You know? I mean, when I was a kid, I had to eat what was put in front of me and I had to clean my plate. So
that's how it was back in the day, Anna. You know what? Can I just be devil's advocate here for a moment? Mm-hmm. How come we make kids eat healthy? I know it's for healthy habits to grow, but they have the metabolism. Why don't we let them take advantage of that and give them all the stuff we want but can't have when we're older?
That's what I always think about. I'm like, oh, yeah, when we were little, we used to have to clean our plates. Yeah, I used to have giant bowls of pasta and meatballs.
Right.
I was happy to clean my plate.
You could have 5 donuts for dessert. No problem.
I used to have chocolate cake for breakfast. My mom thought that was normal.
Oh, that sounds so great.
Yeah, I mean, just let them eat what they want. When I was a kid, my mom let me eat what I wanted, and I feel like I don't have any weird food issues now because it wasn't forced down my throat.
Come on, honey. He's got to learn eventually that life isn't always going to deliver him everything that he wants, you know, wrapped up in a neat little package. Like,
sweetheart,
he's got to learn.
There's so many other areas in life where that's going to teach him that lesson. Why does it have to be over food? He has to have a full stomach to be able to learn well. You know, he can't be thinking about how hungry he is in the middle of class.
Here, listen, this is what we do. We ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Annie, that you're doing the best you can. The kid's got to eat, so you want to put food in there that he will eat so he's not coming home starving and not learning at school. But, Jim, they may see your side, too. If he's hungry enough, he'll eat the healthy choices, and he's got to learn that it is what it is. It's healthier foods. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, we'll take what they say.
All right, great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Wrapping up back to school week on Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court. Their 10-year-old is a super picky eater. So Annie basically just fills his lunchbox with kind of junk food because she doesn't want him starving at school. Her husband, Jim, says it's embarrassing and she needs to, if he's hungry, he'll eat anything that she puts in there, even healthy stuff.
I mean, who are you really worried about being embarrassing in front of when it's at the school lunch in the cafeteria? Are other 6th graders or 7-year-olds or whoever they are around you taking notes of these things and passing it around the school? That doesn't make much sense to me.
I feel like the teachers and like the cafeteria moms are like, that kid's got a Snickers every day.
Well, Snickers is something else.
1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on a different side, I guess. Mom's side, in a sense. I have 3 kids. They all went through school. I used to pack these healthy little lunches for them every day. They come back not eating. And what I did was I let them buy lunch at school because there's the school lunches now are, like, really balanced. They're all the kids are, half of them are, like, vegan and so health conscious or whatever. They kind of pressure each other into eating healthy now. So I just let them do that. And now my kids they tell me what to eat. They're so good.
Yeah. So, thank you for the call. That's interesting. Bully for broccoli. How about that hashtag, Anna? Bullying for broccoli.
My daughter won't get the school lunch if it's something she doesn't like. Mm. Like, if it's grilled chicken, she like scoffs at it. She's
right.
Like, huh.
But if she didn't have the bag and she didn't like the choices there, she would have to find something. She would know she had truly reached the end.
Or she would just wilt away and die in class.
One or the other.
Right. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Wrapping up back to school week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. And Annie, well, she packs lunch every day for the kids. Mm-hmm. And if you're a parent that does this, you know how daunting it could be. Because it gets annoying. Problem is that their 10-year-old is really picky and only eats junk food. So she packs junk food. Mm-hmm. Her husband says, no, that's not the right thing to do.
Well, Jim thinks that if you just keep packing healthy stuff and the kid gets hungry enough, he's just going to eat. But we all know that kids are resilient and they're very, very stubborn.
And they can't learn if they're starving.
That's true.
Yeah. So whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-9999.
Anna and Ray. And whose side are you on?
The husband, definitely. I was very picky when I was in elementary school, and there was only two kinds of sandwiches I liked, peanut butter and jelly and tuna fish. And my mother would make me peanut butter and jelly every single day, and when I got sick of that, the rest of the year, the other half of the year, she would give me tuna fish every single day. That's what I ate.
Yeah, but
I'm fine. So
but you just agreed with the husband to make it all healthy, but that's the stuff she doesn't like.
Right.
Be like, thank you for the monologue.
Right.
Have a good morning. Yeah, Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I can't decide. I hear the dad's point where when we were kids, we ate what was put in front of us, but we also weren't sitting in front of TV or playing video games. We were out and riding bikes and doing activities. But I see the mom's point where you don't want your kid to sit in school and have their mind and your belly be growling.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, this is Katie. I think that they should compromise. I think that twice is about compromise, and I don't think it should be mom against dad. I think they should come up. I know it takes more time, but come up with something together and give him, like, you know, a regular sandwich, turkey sandwich, whatever, and then have a chocolate granola bar or something. And then, you know, maybe a healthy drink or something like that and some fruit. And just balance it, because that's what I think life is about, and I think they should balance it.
Thanks for the call. Have a great morning. You know what I figured out here, Anna? Nobody has an answer.
Well, I have an answer.
What's that?
It's basically what she said, but the thing is that I do this every day. I put a turkey sandwich in my daughter's lunchbox that she will not eat. It will return every single day.
Yeah.
I do it for show to make people think that I'm trying to be a good, healthy mom.
Right.
But the truth of the matter is she will only eat the bag of chips and the two Oreos that I pack and sometimes the fruit snacks.
How many days do you think you could repack the same turkey sandwich without anybody knowing?
I usually go 2 days without noticing because I think that me and my daughter both do it on purpose. We just know that it's going to come back. And growing up, every day I had a Nutella sandwich. Every day, Nutella sandwich for lunch.
Yep.
And you know what?
What?
I turned out okay.
Right. You pay your taxes. You've got a job.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jim, our audience agreed with you. Annie, putting healthier options in there, if he's hungry enough, he will eat them. And he's going to learn that that's what he gets at school and that maybe it'll transfer to his life at home, too. It might be a good experience all around for you.
Are you for real? I don't know. I don't agree with it. I don't want my kid to go hungry, but if that's what people are thinking.
Look, honey, if we have to compromise, I mean, maybe like every couple of days we can give him, you know, something sweet and sugary in there as like a reward.
Eat your full lunch today. Come back tomorrow. I'll have something sweet for you.
Sure, you put the healthy sandwich in there, but then maybe there's like one cookie that goes along with it, along with the apple slices that he'll throw out when you're not looking.
I'm so hungry. Why don't you start making me lunch?
Well, thank you. I appreciate your help.
Well, thanks, guys. We wish you the best of luck. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@star999.com. If you missed any of our back-to-school couples courts this week, you can always catch up with our podcast page. Just search Anna and Raven at star999.com.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.